We're here at our warehouse to offer incredible price reductions on our Commodore products. Now, you've seen this popular Plus 4 computer with 64K memory and four software packages built right in, selling nationally for $299. But to complete our final inventory clearance, we're practically giving you the Plus 4 for only $88 consumer direct. Yes, the popular Plus 4 computer. Yours for only $88 if you call now and order direct from the warehouse. Now, even if you never used a computer before, the Plus 4 makes it easy to balance your checkbook, prepare reports, file information, or bring the whole family together for some computer fun. And now, learning is even easier with this full-length optional instructional videotape. And if you already have your computer, we have the perfect companion, the Commodore 801 printer. A $200 value, yours for an equally incredibly low $88. So buy the computer, or buy the printer, or buy them both. But call now and order, because when our supply is gone, this sale is over.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Wanted to know whether you still had any of those Commodore Plus 4s.
He's talking about those Commodores.
Try and sell him then.
Sir, hello. We'd be happy to, but please buy them off the shelves. They've been stuck in for 15 years. Dollar apiece, what did you say? Take them off our hands, please.
The following podcast is given a universal rating. Yippee!
So let's find out what this Commodore 16 is about. Let's turn it on. Okay, that's fine. Turn! Avoid the car! Oh, that's just... What's the next game then? This better be good. Spy vs. Spy. Well, that was good on the C64. Play. Ah! Oh man, I'm not... What the heck is this sound chip? Feedback or something? Turn it off. That's better. Let's put something decent on. Yay! Hello, welcome. This is Podcast. Thank you. Series 2, Episode 5. The Commodore 16, or the Commodore Plus 4. Both using the TED chip, known as the text editor chip, which not also was doing sound, but was sorting out the keyboard, and something else which I can't remember. Anyway, you're listening to Akak Attack, and this entire episode was requested by Furry. Although I had to do most of the researching myself. Coming up, we've got some decent tunes. I mean, I've given you the bad ones. I'm going to give you the good ones and some demos and hope to show you some interesting things. The Commodore 16 was the successor to the VIC-20 that fell flat. The Commodore Plus 4 was the successor to the Commodore 64 but fell flat. So what went wrong? Let's have a look at Furry's first request. Squirm. Squirm was this very interesting game developed by Mastertronic, where, more in the style of Pac-Man, you would be chasing this giant millipede, centipede-type worm thing that would be laying eggs from hence it walked, and when you got 200 eggs, you decided to go off on this wonderful multicoloured bonus session where everywhere you walked, a multicoloured path would block your way. So you had to cover the entire grid as much as possible without getting trapped. And as soon as you were trapped, the bonus was over, points were collected, and you were on to the next screen, which was a bit more difficult because it would be more turns, more twisty bits, whatever. Actually, I'd like to show you what that looked like, what that sounded like. Quite fun and twinkly and happy-go-lucky. 200 eggs! Yes, it would end that suddenly, which is a shame. Oh well, time to get you onto a bad blip bloppy tune again. But it's from Hot Butter. Yes, enough of that. We've had enough of that now. Who's played Atomics on the C64? Well, you'll know this tune. Some pause. Some pause. Over this at the end. Well, that was Atomics. You'll notice that was another cracked converted game from someone from East Europe. I'll explain later. But let's go for Sean Selvin with Trailblazer. That was actually the first ever version of Trailblazer, originally programmed by Sean Selvin, and then ported and converted to the other formats later on. Okay, I will go with the second suggestion / request that Furry gave me, and that would be Icicle Works by CBM themselves. I'm going to give you the title and then the actual in-game music, which the latter I prefer because it's all twinkly and wonderful. Wonderful. you ever had a blinking contest against your Commodore 16? Well, here's your chance with AutoZone. You know that the octave's going up, it's going up, it's going up. Someone's going to give in. Either the Commodore 16's going to blow up or I'm going to blink. Come on. Ow. Eyelids hurting. Ow. Yes, I win! Get your car ready! Now, the idea of this game was you were travelling along at a standard speed and you had to jump over all the ledges to make sure you stayed on. But if you fell off, you fell off. And it was game over. That was actually a very nice effect, that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The actual game screen disappearing line by line. Nothing that you'd really see on the Commodore 64. Even though it had an inferior sound chip, it had a superior graphics chip. It could carry about 4,096 colours as opposed to the Commodore's 16. So it wasn't popular in Western Europe, wasn't popular in America. But of course it was popular in Eastern Europe. Hence, if you look at the show notes, you'll find out that most of them are all Eastern European names. And of course, coming from Eastern Europe, no offence, it's a load of cracks and cracktros. So here's one. They also gave it a lovely challenge by converting music that was previously on the SID into TED music. So check this out. For bonus points, try and figure out what the hidden Morse code means. Of course, it wasn't just original music that they were trying to convert into, well, TED music. It was also common SID music that you'd have heard from standard Commodore 64 on 8-bit computers, such as this, Prince of the Yoke Folk, by Codemasters, original by David Whittaker. Of course, two people, T. Attila and C. Zoltan, decided to convert this for the Commodore Plus 4, and they did a pretty decent job of it. I mean, what is a SID chip? Three channels of various waves. The TED chip was just two channels of a tone, or one channel of a tone and one channel of noise. You didn't have a lot of choice, and to make matters worse, you only had four octaves to play with. So in other words, the TED is very similar to the sound chip present on the Atari 2600 7 years previous. I suppose in their defense, people have had some practice. But anyway. Thank you. Someone once told me that that was a very good tune. I hope I haven't bothered it for them now by playing the Ted version. Of course, if you were really fed up with the Ted chip, with its limited capabilities and were longing for those Halcyon days a few years previous, you could actually buy or make your own SID cartridge, which you'd slot into the back, and then you'd be able to start programming in those wonderful SID 6581 or 8580 wondrousnesses. But of course, even though the music that came out of it was beautiful, that's cheating, surely. That's definitely not keeping the faith alive. Boo! Of course, this was done on a +4 with a SID chip. There was also a puzzle game released called Ponk that also used the SID chip for music. Boo! Excuse me, that's my phone. Oh no, it isn't, that's some music. Sorry. We'll be right back. This isn't to say that all people who decided to program stuff for the Plus 4 or the 16 tried to use the expansion port for the SID chip. No, 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 no. A wonderful coder, well, transcoder, called Bag, decided to do Spy vs. Spy 3. It was that horrible beep, beep, beep you heard earlier on. Ow. If you listen to his introduction music, though, Bag's personal Cracktro music, you'd have heard something that resembles a SID tune. In fact, it was a SID tune, and I'll give you this clue, it was by your own Tell. Try and guess what the actual tune is. You'll figure it out, it's pretty easy. But remember, 3-channel sound into 2-channel tone. His little intro, which copied Supremacy by Euro and Tell. Yippee, that wonderful little strategy game. Haven't played it. Oh well. Did play the Spy vs. Spy 3 thing though, it was quite good. Okay, so what you're listening to is another little demo, an old independent demo called Free, and I'm going to introduce you to yet another TED tune that is a converted SID tune, and this would be Monty on the Run, the original by Rob Hubbard, or the Devil's Gallop. I hope you enjoy it anyway. I mean, there were some very good efforts at actually converting SID tunes into TED tunes. I mean, it really was a monumental task, and you've got to congratulate these people for their efforts. I mean, they spent their free time. Oh, what am I saying? Oh, yeah. They did great. Anyway, what I must warn you, this version, which was actually an official version of Monty on the Run, not a cracked or converted free time thing, this was actually an official version from Gremlin. This music, even though it's the same, takes twice as much as the original on the Commodore. Now why? I would assume Jason Perkins, the actual author, wanted to show off his entire talents and skills in the audio department. So I'm going to give you two rounds of this song. First round is your typical normal one, but then somehow it merges into this remix the second time round. Have a listen, and I'll meet you back in about, 10 minutes. If you're not interested in Monty Mole or his escapades, I suggest you put the kettle on, make a cup of tea, bake up a tea cake, have a bath, and it should be around finished just by then. Who are going to weather out this storm, you have just under 10 minutes. We'll be right back. Well done. Well done. You weathered the storm. The whole 11 minutes. I'm sorry. If you wanted to listen to a proper Monty on the Run, you would have listened at Series 2, Episode 2 again. But this is Series 2, Episode 5. The Commodore 16 and Plus 4 episode. I've been Gigi Udraco. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to this. I'd like to thank Fruri from Slay Radio IRC for actually requesting this episode. I hope I actually gave the 16 and the Plus 4 some justice. I mean, yeah, I liked my little research on this. And this is basically the end of the series, so to speak. The only episode that's left is the pod flip. If there's anybody you'd like to be interviewed, if there's anything that you'd like to say, any requests, anything nice, this is your show, basically. So, well, the pod flip is your show. Any childhood memories, anything you liked, anything you didn't like about the show, anything you want to comment on, please feel free and I'll read them out. Yes, this show has been done using both a SoundMax internal sound card and the SoundBlaster Audigy 2. Well done. Audacity helped make this, as well as many other things which I'll probably put in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to leave you off with this wonderful piece of music, which was my favourite out of the lot. You really would have thought that this was designed using a SID or even a better sound chip, but it wasn't. It was in fact the TED chip doing all this marvellous work. This is Tetris, and I'm going to be showing you the title music and the in-game music. Masterpieces one after another. Give you 5 seconds to get your air guitar out. Go! Clang! Yay, I've got a line. keep getting all these Z shapes. Oh, I hate these, they get in the way. Where's a line when you need one? Come on, where's that slippery one? 4x1 or whatever it's called. Ah, there it is. Good. Yay! Tetris! Oh, crumbs. Wrong music. Oh, crap.